Hello, welcome to the Sacred Word Audio Boo podcast on this Monday, March 28, 2011, Monday of the third week of Lent. Today we will read from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 4, verses 24 through 30. Let's take a moment and ask the Holy Spirit to enlighten us, to indwell in us as we surrender and open the door of our hearts and our minds to listen to this word that our Lord has for us today. He's speaking to each one of us individually, personally. He wants to have an intimate encounter with you. But he needs you to allow him to enter into the profound depths of your heart. Jesus said to the people in the synagogue at Nazareth, "Amen, I say to you, no prophet is accepted in his own native place. Indeed, I tell you, there were many widows in Israel in the days of Elijah, when the sky was closed for 3.5 years and a severe famine spread over the entire land. It was to none of these that Elijah was sent, but only to a widow in Zarephath in the land of Sidon. Again, there were many lepers in Israel during the time of Elijah the prophet, yet not one of them was cleansed, but only Naaman the Syrian." When the people in the synagogue heard this, they were filled with fury. They rose up, drove him out of the town, and led him to the brow of the hill on which their town had been built, to hurl him down headlong. But he passed through the midst of them and went away. The Gospel of the Lord. Thirsty is my soul for the living God. When shall I go and behold the face of God? He is the God of my gladness. He is the God of my joy. Thirsty is my soul for the living God. I want to enter into a deeper, intimate relationship with you, Lord. I want to know you. I want to listen to you. Speak, Lord. Your servant is listening. Live in me. Transform me. I want to be with you. Enter my heart and dwell in me. A deep, intimate walk with you, Lord, is the only way out of here and the only way home. Grant me a closer walk with you. Please, Lord, let it be. I am weak, but you are strong. Let me walk closer to thee. There is just no other way. Granted, Jesus, please, that is my plea. Amen. May you this day not harden your hearts. If you hear him, if you hear his voice calling your name, open your hearts and let him in. Let him enter into your heart. Let him transform you from the inside out with his love and mercy. God bless you. Amen.